Hey, you guys, the Storyworthy Hour of Truth is a live storytelling show, and it takes place the first Saturday of each month at Iowa West in Hollywood. The show's at 8 o'clock, and it is free, so come on down. The next show is May 3rd. We'll see you there Saturday, May 3rd at Iowa West in Hollywood.
Hey, folks, this is Hannes Finney from the Storyworthy Podcast, and we want to thank you for your support. We want to thank you for listening. And you know what? The only way for us to grow is for you to tell your friends, tell your family, tell people you don't even like. We need you to get the word out there about Storyworthy. And we thank you.
We thank you.
We thank you.
This episode of Storyworthy is brought to you by GoDaddy. Don't let someone steal your great idea. Register a domain name now and put your idea online. GoDaddy's offering OneNew or Transfer.com for the low price of $2.95. So whether you're building your dream business or starting a website for fun, visit GoDaddy.com and enter the code STORY295 at checkout. Some limitations apply. See website for details. Don't forget, you guys, visit GoDaddy.com and enter the code STORY295 at checkout, and you are supporting this podcast.
Hey, it's Lee Koechner. I'm married to actor David Koechner, and I am way funnier than him.
Hey! Welcome to the Storyworthy Podcast. Here are your hosts, Christine Blackburn and Hannes Finney.
Welcome to Storyworthy. My name is Christine Blackburn, and I'm here with
Hannes Finney, and we're coming to you from Spiritual Living of Greater Milwaukee on South Lake Drive in St. Francis, Wisconsin. St. Francis is a nice suburb of Milwaukee, and we're here at the Spiritual Center of Milwaukee where they teach science of mind. It's like, it's not Scientology. It's sort of treating religion and science with equal respect and trying to bring them together in sort of a you know, how they can complement each other, that kind of
like
thing.
Like a modern spirituality.
Yes, exactly. Okay,
which is actually, it's a blend of humanistic psychology, mystical and esoteric traditions, and Eastern religions. That's kind of what the definition is.
Okay.
And tonight, our guest, Lee Koechner, she brings forth the topic, getting my spirituality on. I don't know.
Now, we've been
exactly
trying to come up with dirtier versions of this so that we can get more traffic on the internet. Well, what was it that you suggested was a spirit?
Getting off on spirituality.
That was Andrew's. Anthony, right. What did I say? Okay, that's fine.
So Lee brings forth this topic, and so now that's why we're here in Milwaukee at this science center.
Right, exactly.
Anything
with senior pastor, Reverend Lisa Laura Stewart.
Wow, so she has a lot of first names.
Yes.
And then just the one last name.
Well, really, she has two women's first names and one man's last name.
You know, honestly,
so she's all last name, all first name all the time.
I'm very skeptical of all religions and all things that claim not to be religious, but yet are groups. Do you know what I mean? Where there's paying members, perhaps you wear a wristband, some Kubbalah sort of thing. So where you get around and you chat around a fire. I'm very skeptical about people that are going to try to make me feel better about myself.
Yeah, because that is a bullshit losers game right there.
Well, I know. In other words, like, wait a minute. I didn't say there was a problem. Do you know what I mean?
Right, they always assume that they can help you. It's like,
yeah,
maybe I don't need help.
You know, I'm actually doing all right, I think.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about stuff.
Well, right. No,
and then they try to throw the guilt thing, like, you know, maybe you're not doing enough.
Right, self-help people of any ilk have no business if you're doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to, you need to be doing badly for them to be able to get anywhere. To even if it's just, you know, it may not be money, but it might just be self-importance.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, I can help you. I don't need help. You need to need help because if you don't need help, then
right.
I have no purpose in my life.
I have no job.
Yeah.
But, well, for sure. I mean, people definitely want to bring other people down so that they can, in fact, build them back up.
That's what we're dedicated to here at Storyworthy. We want to tear down our guests and then we rebuild them.
I don't think that's what Lee's talking about. But spirituality, I mean, can mean a lot of different things. Now, the traditional meaning of spirituality, because I looked it up.
Yes.
Is a process of reformation, which, okay, this is a quote, of course, because I didn't, you know, say this.
Right.
Which aims to recover the original shape of man, the image of God. And to accomplish this, the reformation is oriented at a mold which represents the original shape. So in Judaism, the Torah, in Christianity, Christ, in Buddhism, Buddha, in Islam, Mohammed, and on and on and on. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, but my eyes are glazing over.
I know, right?
So that's the problem. It's like, I feel like now you could talk me into anything. Hey, put some money in this plate. Okay, can
let's
I leave
back,
if I put money in the plate? Because I'm asleep.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to organized places that want your money.
Yeah.
There's another whole craze going on out there with these life coaches. Have you heard about the life coaches?
Right. The life coach. See, the thing about like a psychologist or a psychiatrist is they're always the most fucked up people in the world. But the only people who would be drawn to that are people who had severe problems themselves. So life coaches are people who are like that fucked up, but they weren't organized enough to get a degree. So they're like, do you ever watch the show Mom? It's a funny show.
I don't think so.
It's a funny show.
Okay.
With Allison Janney and what's her name? I can't think of her name.
Okay, go ahead.
Because I'm drunk. Anyhow, her mom is like a complete alcoholic. You know, fucked up her whole upbringing of the girl, and now of course she becomes a life coach. It's and it was like I was watching it, going, "That's perfect. That is perfect writing." Yes, it's like I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but I'm gonna tell you what to do because I've learned from my mistakes. You haven't learned from your
mistakes. Now, there's a friend of mine who was also on our show. Her name is Cole Kasdan. She's a writer, and she live. Facebook, not live tweets, but she's on Facebook and she does this live thing every Sunday when the life coach is at her neighbor's house on the balcony. She can hear them. It's like the deck next door to her deck.
Oh, and so it's secondhand life coaching?
Yeah, she
nice.
Is. She tweets along or Facebooks along exactly what the guy is saying. And it is so funny. You can't believe it. And now she's got this huge following because he says extremely vague.
Finally, Twitter put to some
things.
Good use that I can actually get behind.
Listen,
yes, I like that.
Oh, listen, that's on Facebook. You like Facebook. Twitter is the one you have a problem with.
Facebook is, well, Facebook I'm sure is gone. The kids I work with, they're already past Twitter. It's all Instagram.
Right, I've heard
and
that.
And I'm not really sure, like, how much can I write very much, or is Instagram all pictures?
Instagram is all pictures. People have themes with Instagram. Like, I have a friend who takes pictures of all of his cocktails, like drinks, from the top, from an aerial view of all of, like, hit, like a swirling Manhattan.
Why do I need this in my life?
I don't know, whatever. I don't know why you need it. People take pictures of food a lot. That's
oh, I know
popular.
That whole thing where it's like, here's
it's
a hamburger
popular.
I had for lunch. I don't care.
Yeah, or like a... welcome to Papa, and there's a big plate of fries or something.
Yeah, or it's like,
so
you can go to like the Pacific Dining Car, which is a great restaurant here in L.A., great, crazy expensive steaks, right? You could take a picture of this beautiful, delicious steak. I'm not eating it. So it's just, that's not helping me.
Well, it's difficult. I don't know. It's a fine line because, like, I tweeted last night a concert I was at. So, like, everybody else, you might be like, who gives a fuck if you were at that concert?
No, but that's – yeah, but you did something. You got out of the house, which for you, first of all, is an amazing feat that you actually left the house and went down to Hollywood Boulevard
it's
in
true.
The middle of the week.
It's
but
true.
It's like, no, but like, oh, I'm at this concert. I never feel like that because that's – and you people don't go to concerts every day, but you eat – every day, constantly. Like, I don't need a picture of your lunch because every single person in America eats lunch every day.
Honest,
you go to the Troubadour,
you,
that doesn't happen very often.
If you put every piece of food on Instagram, you would explode the Instagram app.
I know. I think I would crash the server. Like, the other day, a Game of Thrones premiered, and the HBO Go server crashed.
Oh, boy.
Because it couldn't handle
that's
the traffic of people trying to get to it.
All right, talk about spirituality. One more thing I wanted to mention. Lee Keckner, she brings forth the topic. And, you know, she's been on the show before, Hannes.
She's a friend of the show, as is her husband.
Her show title the last time was called How I Met My Husband, and it got a lot of hits here on Storyworthy.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're expecting very big things. Not to, not to set her up or anything. But,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I think we need to go with that dirty title.
But
she
is talking about spirituality, and I just wanted to mention one more thing. Spirituality has become more popular during the late 20th century with the rise of secularism and the advent of the New Age movement. And who started that, or who's one of the founding people of that, Hans?
Yanni? it wasn't Yanni?
It might have been. No, but remember Shirley MacLaine? Right.
Oh,
in the late 70s.
She did popularize,
early 80s.
Yes.
She
much
explored
of this.
Numerous things in many of her books, and that was very fascinating. There's also been, of course, a decline in membership of organized religions, and so that has, of course, promoted secularism in the entire Western world. So there's a broader
view. It's like
view.
We have to have a category for everything.
There's a broader
people
view.
People who aren't in religion are secularists. How did I become part of that group?
Yeah.
You made up a group I'm a part of. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
What group do you want to be a part of, Hannes? Really?
I just want to be left alone.
Is that right?
I just want to be left alone. Just leave me alone. Leave me out of your Instagram photos. Leave me out of your category of religion or non-religion.
All right, hey, folks, listen, we're going to get to our storyteller in about 1 minute. But first, I wanted to give a special thanks to some of our amazing fans, like Jeff Polier, Art Wheeler, Robin Roberts, and Charles Freericks.
Right.
You guys are so kind.
They are kind.
Always liking our stuff with the retweeting and the good thoughts.
Rather than the it's thought just, and the liking and the,
even
the reposting.
Right?
Exactly. And it is. We've actually decided to create a religion. We will be, you'll be at the top. You're God, I'm Jesus, and these four people will be the apostles. So it's going to be fantastic. And we will have tax-free status. So
what we need is more fans like those guys.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you could tell a friend or a coworker,
right, just keep telling people. Tell them.
You're about
like, hey, this
worthy.
Is fun. I told people, tell.
Next thing you know, everybody's listening to Story.
Right.
And it
this
all
This is not like
out.
Your lunch. People want to hear about this.
All right, you guys, wherever you are, stay tuned because Lee Keckner is on her way here. Folks, guess what? Storyworthy is now dropping twice a week.
Twice? What, does this mean more work?
It's a little bit. It's double the work, is what it is actually.
Oh.
But two brand new true stories coming at you every week from the Storyworthy podcast.
I guess that is good because that's twice as much me.
Twice as much me.
I'm sorry, my earphones are cutting out. What did you say?
Hey,
I heard
folks,
just heard it was
listen
me.
Listen in twice a week. Storyworthy will be coming at you
twice a week. Twice.
Next time on Storyworthy, from The Adam Carolla Show, we have author Brian Bishop.
And I'll be talking about the time my wife drugged me in a kid's pool in Maui.
That's next time on Storyworthy.
Hello, this is Matt Oswald, and you are listening to Storyworthy.
And we're back. We've left Spiritual Living of Greater Milwaukee. We've actually gone up to Brady Street, where we're going to score some weed. Because that's the true spirituality.
If I had to go on a spiritual retreat and there were hot dogs, and there were hot tubs.
Yeah, that weed's good, isn't it?
hot dogs. And weed around, then you might have
Then you would see Jesus.
There
by
might
the way,
be something
I just
that.
For people who are listening and think I'm an idiot, Anna Faris is
Anna
the star
Faris.
Of Mom, and Allison Janney plays her mom. I recommend it. It's a very good show.
Okay,
sorry, I'm such
just
an
throwing
idiot.
Out random bits of
random bits
life
of information.
Now.
Please give us some information about our wonderful guest.
Hey, listen,
Lee
you
Keckner.
Guys, I'm so excited she's here because she's always a delight. Lee Keckner, she is an author, a parenting expert, and a motivational speaker. Did you know that, Hannes?
I did know that because I know everything.
And she's also very beautiful. Did you notice the glitter on her eye?
She
on
has
her eyelids?
Glitter. She has a furry vest.
She's very, very
she's
beautiful.
All over.
You
with
can
the...
find her on Twitter at Lee Keckner. Keckner is K-O-E-C. Keckner. Lee is L-E-I-G-H. You say that first, at Lee Keckner.
Wow, I thought Hannes P-H was going to be hard to find.
And you can also find her on her website, absolutely.com, and that's absolutely L-E-I-G-H. You see what
that's
I'm saying?
That's a play on words.
It's a little bit complicated, but you'll figure it out. All right, you guys, wherever you are, put your hands together for Lee Keckner.
Thank you so much. I am getting off on spirituality. You know, I'm so honored to be here today with you two, especially because you guys have so many things wrong with you. And I brought some wristbands, if you could please put them on. I really am so honored to be here. And I would like to just welcome everyone listening, as well as you two, to just close your eyes for a minute and take a breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And do it again. And one more time. You know, if you're stressed out at work with your kids in traffic, that's something easy and free that you can do to slow down your heart rate, release tension, or actually stop your brain from spinning. You know, we wake up sometimes in the middle of the night, our brain is spinning. You can just do that breathing because when you focus on your breathing, your mind can't spin. It's kind of a nice, easy trick. I'm getting my master's right now in spiritual psychology at the University of Santa Monica. I call it Spirit School. It's pretty awesome. It gets to the core of why we're here, how we are connected to the universe and the power that lives within us, that we can do anything that we want. They teach us that we are divine beings having a human experience. I really like the part about being human because it makes it okay to do the stuff that we do, our struggles, whatever we do. That they're here to teach us that we no longer have to beat ourselves up. Like for me, when I yell at my kids or when I have one or three more glasses of wine than I should, I can bring awareness to it and look at it. I can begin a shift around it just by bringing awareness to it. I don't have to beat myself up anymore or stress about it because all that does really is cause your body harm. We are exactly where we are supposed to be, going through exactly what we're supposed to be going through. Now, before Spirit School, I knew that we came here as brilliant, bright lights from the universe, made in the likeness of God. So basically, a chip off the old God block. We come shooting down into an earth suit. We get into our earth suit where we'll learn lessons and touch people that need to be touched. And when we've done what we're here to do, we'll drop our earth suits. They'll go 6 feet under and we'll go back home, back where we came from. Some will go home after one day, or some will go home after 101 years. When you get into your earth suit, your soul is magnificent. You are so unique. You're a bright, shining star. You're so unique that not one person on this planet out of 7 billion people have the same face or even nose as you. Not one person on this planet out of 7 billion people have the same design on their thumb as you do. Not one person on this planet thinks exactly like you do about anything. So everything you look at, write, say, draw, think is uniquely yours. No one can do exactly what you do. That's why there are so many great teachers, painters, writers, doctors, actors, mothers. There is room for all of us to succeed and share our unique take on life. Now, as we went through our childhood, our parents, our teachers, our friends, society, they start covering up this beautiful bright light. So much so that we forget how brilliant we are. Sit quiet, be good, do what I told you to do, stop talking. You can't have that. Who do you think you are? Then all of a sudden, as grown-ups, inside our earth suit, that divine greatness is still there, but it's been covered with layers. I think as adults, it's time to peel back the layers of the muck from our childhood and reconnect with our greatness. I believe a key to happiness is fig and gig. I made that up. I'm kind of proud of it. Find your gift and give your gift. When you use that gift to help others, not only will I guarantee happiness in your life, it will be a way that I think we experience heaven on earth. Okay, I want to share a little story. I went to the Mac store the other day and I was super excited because I just got my 30% off card. I pretended I was like a makeup artist and somehow got it. And I parked my car and I walked into the store. It was Beverly Hills. I had to actually go to a Mac store. I couldn't go to the mall. And I walked in and there were two co-workers talking to each other at the checkout desk. And neither of them acknowledged me when I walked in. So I started browsing the lipstick display. And I listened to the two girls talking. One of the gals was stunning. She was Latino, about 27. She had a smoking hot body. It was right around Valentine's Day, and she was opening flowers and sharing how she wasn't even sure what guy these were from. I said, "Hey, hot pants, quit talking about all the men you're making out with and get over here and show me some lipstick." She started laughing and came over. We talked for a bit about her boyfriends, and then she cleaned off a bunch of lipsticks for me to try. When I no longer needed her, I told her, "Thank you for your help. Leave me now. I would like to browse on my own." She said, "No, I want to stay with you." I looked behind her back towards the makeup counter. I said, "I need to speak to the manager. This girl's harassing me." The mid-30s, a bit heavier, yet still beautiful gal said, "I am the manager. Trust me, I know how she can be." And they had a good laugh. Hot Pants said, "Come on, I want to show you our new spring line. I know you will like it." We walked over to these two displays. The other makeup display had a woman about 69 or 70 standing there with no makeup, no eyelashes, no eyebrows, and no hair. She had her head wrapped in a scarf, and she looked tired and broken. Next to her was a Filipino gal in a nurse's uniform. I don't know if they were just taking a break from chemo or if that was her private nurse. The young hottie started brushing my face with some bright pastel colors. The scarf lady watched. When young hottie walked away, I picked up a mirror and looked at myself. Then I looked at scarf lady and I said, "Do you have cancer?" She shook her head. I said, "What kind?" She told me what kind, but I didn't know what it was. And I said, "Oh, I'm not familiar with that cancer. How do they treat it?" "Do you have chemo, radiation?" "Both," she said. Then she started telling me about it, how long she's had it. I asked her what the worst part was, and she said how she feels sick after the chemo. It really wipes her out, and that this was the second time around with it. "That sucks," I said. "I'm sorry you have to go through this." Thanks. I like your makeup. It looks pretty, she said. Thank you. Can I put some on you? No. No, no, that's okay. I said, I want to. Come closer to me. And I pulled her over to me. I started putting on some blush and the highlighter and some bronzer. She just stood there with her eyes closed, like her chin lifted in the air, feeling every touch of the brush. It was as if she hadn't been touched in quite some time. Wouldn't it suck if you looked in the mirror and I was really bad at this? I said. She started laughing. I finished up and I handed her the mirror. She looked at it and said, I like it. And she looked over at Hot Pants and said, I'll take whatever she's getting. I put everything down and she touched my hand and she said, thank you. You are a beautiful person. And I said, thank you. You are a beautiful person too. And I walked away. I went up to the two sassy girls. I bought my makeup. I walked out of the store, started up my car, and I saw the scarf lady walk out looking around. And then she saw me and waved and motioned to roll down her window. So I did. She said, I'm glad I met you. I said, me too. I love you. And I drove away. I told the story because it reminded me how important it is to connect. Like if I just would have walked in and gotten pissed off at the two girls at the makeup counter, I would have missed all of it. Maybe even the lady who needed to have her face painted. So I asked today, when you're finished listening to this awesome podcast, hug someone, call the person you've been thinking about, give someone a pat on the back that may need it. Give the stranger the compliment you're thinking about them. Look them in the eyes, see them, connect. And when you're done listening to this, look in the mirror at yourself. See if you can see the light in your eyes beaming from way deep down inside. Start to peel back the layers to let it break through. And next time you screw up at work, at home, at a bar, breathe. It's okay. And finally, I would like to say namaste. The brilliant light soul inside of me sees and honors the brilliant light soul inside of you. Let's pull this mother out.
It's just like churches.
It was church.
That was so beautiful.
Thank you.
Hans is all cynical all the time. Did you hear him earlier? He's all cynical all the time.
I'm not cynical all the time. Wait, I am. I'm totally
cynical. Yeah, I am too. But no, that's very beautiful. And you know, really, Lee, what I think you're talking about is just being present and being aware all the time.
Yeah.
See.
Yeah.
And everyone is different. And so you can't just blanket your thoughts for the day. This is how it's going to be. Because it's going to change every time you turn your body.
And every time somebody says something you don't like or every time somebody does something you don't like, it's so awesome to just go, that's perfect for them.
Yeah.
Like, why would I have any judgment on anything?
I heard Marc Maron describe something like when he's in a confrontational kind of a place, it's like he puts up a glass between him and that person. And it's like, they're a cobra and they're standing up on their like their big snake cobra looking presence and they're hissing at you, but there's glass there. And so that snake cannot touch
you. They can't penetrate.
And so you just stand there and you just absorb it. So that's very powerful.
And another thing I do too is just having the awareness of before I walk into a space, even the grocery store, I'm like, God, let me be completely open because there's someone here that may need something or I may need to learn something. Like if somebody cuts in front of me in line or anything, it's like, oh, that triggered me. I have something to look at. I don't know. It makes like everything not mundane and full of life.
Sort of sounds like you're on drugs.
I am completely on drugs. I told you I was getting off, getting high on this stuff.
Yeah, you know, every time she said praise Jesus, she'd smack her track marks in her arm. So it worked on pretty good. Let me just say that, see, I have a different version of that I've learned from my life, which is, you know, when people get all upset about nothing, I always think if that's the worst thing that's ever happened to you, you're lucky. Because I can name 1,000 worse things that I've either happened to me or could happen to you.
I kind of want to hear those things.
Yeah. Oh, they're, well, you should, yes.
No, I go over that. That's a great take on that. It's very true.
It's just like, it's like we're all going to be dead in 50 years. So let's all let's relax.
My brother says that.
Right. I don't say, no, but I don't, when I say that, I don't mean it in a depressive way, like, oh my God, we're all going to be dead in 50 years. It's like, it's, you know, if we knew we were going to be alive for 150 years, that's a lot of pressure to like, you better not make a mistake because you're going to have to live with it for 75 years. It's like, hey, you know what? Life is fleeting. Life 100%. Is valuable. Life is short. Is valuable because it's short. So just go. Just
big
go ahead. Do
gig.
It.
Big
and gig,
that's
baby.
That's all I'm saying.
By the way, the guy who made my Earth suit, I would like to sue that tailor.
You are not happy with the suit you got.
No. My Earth suit is, what I got is I look exactly like my dad from the forehead down. which is kind of puffy and Irish looking, but my but he had a thick head of beautiful black hair. So I didn't get that.
No,
I got my mother's my mother's father's balding head.
And then your brother got the name Dave.
Right, my brother's named David and I'm named Hannah. So I can't, you know, it's like, come on, give me a break.
Yeah.
Okay, it's let me ask you something, Lee.
I like yours, too.
Has this come upon you in the last few years, or have you always felt this way? And did school prompt this?
I have always felt kind of, I'm one of the people who wake up pretty excited and fired up and happy and joyful. But that's not because I came from a really joyful place. It's just inside of my body. And people are like, oh my gosh, you're a bright light and all of these kind of things. And I was like, huh, as I've been getting, like, moving on with my life, going, why am I here? What am I good at? And how can I use what I'm good at, what I love doing to help other people? And that's why I write. And that's why I tell my stories. And that's why I love to talk about my heavy stuff that people are suffering in silence with, because I'm like, really, none of it's heavy stuff. It's all just another day, another story of our life.
Right. But where I think it gets a little complicated is because people are living, you know, especially with a lot of financial problems and with day-to-day.
I know. You know what's so interesting about
a lot of stress?
The financial problems and the stress. Because anything that you focus on grows.
Mm-hmm.
So if the person's like, I'm broke, I'm here I am again, of course you are. Because the universe is working with us, and all they hear is, oh, they're broke, and they throw more.
That's kind of vague. I mean, that's kind of vague. That's like saying that I just want to walk around all day and say, you know, I want $1 million. I mean, you know, that's like.
How would you feel if you won $1 million?
But that's like just saying, make vision boards.
Wait, yeah, whatever. I mean, that's something good of helping manifest or having a clear vision.
Right.
So if you do a vision board, and then you write down, if you're getting specific, like with a vision board, that lets you see every day where you want to go. And then if you write down, take one of the things and write down like a living ideal scene for that one thing, then you start going, huh, I want a bigger
house. So that
house.
Is a good idea to do.
Well, of course. I mean, anything that gets your mind out of, I'm stuck, I'm broke, things are bad, that's where you will stay.
Right.
Well, whatever you give attention to is what you feed is what will grow.
I like
so
that.
So it's as easy as a thought, a picture, writing down how to make one step to make that picture, and you do a few steps, eventually you walk to and you get it.
So even if you're working a 9-to-5 job that you hate,
that hurts my body to
lots
even hear.
Of things that you don't, well, but a lot of people in reality, this is what things people have to have 2 and 3
probably
jobs
90% or more of Americans.
Right.
We aren't all married to big time movie stars.
No, but a lot of people have a lot of serious financial problems. But what you're saying is that might be happening, but at the same time,
it's all
within you have to approach it in a different way because it's all from what you manifest inside.
Yes. I mean, I would love to change even with our education with our children that they don't say, just learn math, this and that, go to the college and they go sit behind a desk.
Right.
You go, what makes you happy? You start examining what brings you joy and you start moving in that. By the time you get to college, you know what the heck who you are.
Do you remember that John Lennon, I think he was when he was a child, that said, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he wrote happy or something.
Yeah.
It was very sweet.
Yeah. And I think like my nieces just graduated from college and I said, my only advice to you in moving out of work is only move in things you love. Never take anything that's something like, I'm just going to do this to pay bills. You'll die. You'll suffocate and you'll die broken and sad. It's like, that's not why we're here. So if you're in a job you hate.
Well, I just wanted to say that the advice I gave my nieces, I said, sleep with as many guys as you can. Because once you get married, you know, it's done.
Yeah, I would back that up.
So I said that.
Yeah.
I'm going to add what you said, though.
Yeah, because it's just like
sleep
just
with
for
as
education.
Many rich guys as you can.
Yes.
Yeah, that would. It seems to me like that's the solution to all the problems.
Just sleep with rich guys.
Yeah. Hey, yep. It works for me.
Go ahead.
I don't remember what we're going to say.
We were just.
You were going to say something about I don't know some girl bullshit. But listen, let me no. But it's like the thing about when you know it's that old cliche where it's like if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life.
That's
unfortunately, that's what we're talking
unfortunately,
about.
Unfortunately, I love to like watch TV and answer questions on Jeopardy, and that's
so you
very
could
hard
be a
to
really
get
great guy gathering information for Jeopardy. And you could watch it live. I mean, come on.
That's
get a
right.
Why don't
I could be a
PA?
Researcher for Jeopardy.
Why don't
hey,
you
wait
be a PA
minute.
On Jeopardy?
Yeah, that'd be great.
But it is like, if you're at a job you hate, get out. If you're afraid that you have to make the payment, it's like risk takers fail and win.
I remember the last office
We're
job
not here
I had.
To be comfortable.
I it's, just have to ugh. Say, it was at radio, but it had nothing to do with it. It was inputting data. And I literally felt like I was in prison. Like, in the past, I would be like, I'm being overdramatic. But then I realized I'm sitting at this desk. And there's the coffee machine is 10 feet away, and the place where you pick up the paper to input the computer is 3 feet away. And basically, that's your entire day. I'm like, oh, I am actually in a cell.
Yes.
With no bars.
Yeah, no,
where I cannot go beyond
jobs
this
that
area.
I've absolutely. Yeah. It's like fitting a square in a circle. It's just not going to happen. And it just drains you and sucks you dry. And it's a horrible, horrible place to be. And the cause of a lot of depression and 100%. Waking up in the middle of the night.
Because
but the
you
thing
have
is,
no purpose.
So that's happening. And then you also have children, not you, but one might have that happening and then also have children to feed. And so then you're caught in a cycle.
Right.
So I'm just saying, I think it's a complicated.
You've gotta break the cycle.
I mean, believe me, I'm all behind spirituality and, you know, everybody's feeling good. But I think it's complicated.
But it's not complicated.
Yeah.
And people make it complicated. Okay. And when you're reading all the facts before, and he said his eyes glazed over, mine did too, because I can't handle a lot of information.
Yeah.
Because it's not a lot. It's what you put your attention to grows.
I like that.
It's when you reframe, my mother neglected me and blah, blah, blah. Now I'm like, she gave me my greatest gift because she propelled me on the path of helping other people.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just like tweaking things.
Changing
everything that you hold.
Perception,
and you push play of your recorder. This is my life. This is who I am. This is why I am. That's who you will be.
Listen, by the way, you do your makeup so well.
Oh my gosh.
I can't even tell you.
Thank you.
You always have the best eyeshadow.
Yeah, let's talk about
eyeshadow.
Something important. How
you
look.
Let's get to how I look.
Now,
that's why I'm
store,
really here.
Are you talking about the one on Robertson?
Yeah, but you know that.
I love that store.
I love that store.
You have to go to the anchor stores, the standalones, for the 30% off.
You have to go into a MAC store.
That's what I mean, the standalones.
Yes.
You can't be within a mall or at a counter.
I was so mad.
MAC is makeup, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
MAC.
The best
makeup. It is the best makeup. And
I feel the spiritual life draining out of me as this conversation goes on.
But I'm going to heal you before I go.
Off. Yeah.
Yes, it's so awesome.
It's terrific. I've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you do have beautiful makeup, and I think I'm going to get glitter. You have inspired me.
So this is just actual, like, glitter. I just tap on.
I'm doing that.
So it's clean, and yet it's like I like to have
a little
sprinkle.
Yeah, it just gives.
Not just my spirit.
Yeah, no,
sprinkle.
I know.
That's
because
part of your inner beauty is your outer sparkle.
Yeah, thank you. Right?
Wow.
Hey, you want to play some Shotgun Storyworthy?
More than anything.
It can only mean one thing. It's time for Shotgun Storyworthy.
The game where our storyteller spins the storyworthy wheel of truth and tells a true one-minute story about the topic it lands on.
So everybody, say it with me.
Spin that wheel!
The wheel landed on plans. Oh my gosh, I really love that word because there are no plans. We think we know what the heck is going on. We think we have our life planned out. We think we know what we're going to do. And like when I finally met my husband at 31, I was ready to have all my kids. I almost died having my first one. They took my uterus. And I was like, that wasn't in my plans. What on earth? I guess I have to segue to the right. And I did. And then it ended up way better than I ever imagined. So it's good to have things that you want to do. It's good to have things that you're looking out to do. But once you kind of have them on your vision board, let it go. How it happens, who cares? And when it gets really hard and bad, that rocks. That's where you learn your stuff and get the meat of who you are. So anyway, let the puns go.
Wait, did we? We may have covered this. So if you didn't have a uterus after the first one, the other four.
I rented.
You rented?
Uteruses.
Okay, good.
After
okay.
that.
Got it.
And we have the same house and the same used van because all of our money has gone to mortgage after mortgage to pay to have more children.
Come on. Now, these were surrogacies.
Yes, and that's expensive, but worth it.
Listen, I got to say, you must be the best mother in the whole world because I can see your devotion to your children on Facebook. And I've heard some of your other stories about your kids. They're all so beautiful, thriving, wonderful children.
They are beautiful.
Yeah.
I am a work in progress. I started kind of not connected to them and just like because my mother wasn't at all.
Yeah.
But every day I'm pushing through that and trying to get better and apologizing a lot. But I'm really enjoying
you're present.
It. I'm present.
Now, I want you to be careful when you're driving and posting like little singing songs and stuff, because I say to myself, Lee, focus on the road.
And I just say no.
That concerns me.
The road is not on her vision board.
That is not part of my big spiritual picture.
She's got a picture of an empty lane,
it's just a
lane. Like in New Mexico, that highway that goes for a mile straight.
That's
she
all.
She thinks that all
roads
are like that.
Hey, how's your husband, Dave Koechner?
My husband is doing fantastic.
I'm so glad.
He has worked his ass off, and he's now doing the biggest project of his life. He has a variety show for NBC, and he's shooting the pilot right now, where he gets to do everything that he's worked on for the last 30 years.
Wow, how exciting.
I'm so excited. And I'm also really excited when it goes to push myself in on the program and get my own segment. Sure, I don't know what it's going to be called yet.
Absolutely. It can be called Absolutely. And you just kind of like open a little window and you say, boys and girls,
look at me.
Remember, breathe in, breathe out.
Next time you want to punch someone in the face. Am I right, people?
Woo, woo. And then they cut to me and Christine, who will be. Snap. So it's called Lee with her friends, Christine and Hannes.
Yes,
that's the
name
of the
program. You guys are going to be behind me, but I don't know if you can talk.
And we'll just go whoop, whoop.
No, we're like
the. You sprinkle glitter over me.
We're like Arsenio's audience. We do the fist thing every time you go.
It's all coming together.
Breathe in, breathe out. Woo! We pretend to breathe. That's
hey, listen, how much more school do you have until you get your master's in spiritual psychology?
It's a 2-year program, and I'm like 3/4 of the way through this year.
And then do you wear a robe after that, or?
No.
A wizard hat.
I'm going to wear probably a wizard hat.
Yeah.
And
you are right now wearing a Game of Thrones type vest.
Yes.
It's a sexy yet fuzzy furry vest.
It's a yeti
but not
vest.
Real fur, of course. This is Hollywood.
My earth suit is really full right now, about 10 pounds more than the normal way I keep my earth suit. So I'm kind of
you
covering.
Are gorgeous. Get
I
out of
you.
Here.
Thank
you're
you.
So beautiful. You are. You're very beautiful.
So you know, are you.
I got to wait for you to get
you. You know, we're only 2 weeks apart in age, you and I. We're almost like twins, you and me.
We are twins.
We are. We're like
we both have
apart.
Naturally blonde hair.
We're
yes.
Brown,
yes.
Kind of brownish eyes.
Right, you have natural glitter. You both have natural glitter occurring on your eyelids.
And yes. Yeah, that's right. And a sparkle. And I have one child.
And you do have a sparkle.
And right. And the one I have the one child. Five, I can't even imagine. Tell me, and we got to wrap it up, but tell me something about your children.
They are completely different. They crack me up. One of them pushes my buttons nonstop and shows me how much work I have to do on myself. I forgot I was going to say
Isn't
something else
Isn't it funny
about
how they're like little people at the end of the day?
Yeah, and that's another thing in the whole spiritual world is that they are individuals. They're not mine.
I know.
They're in my home for on their own deal.
A very
their
specific
own
amount of time, and then they're
just,
out.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm going to just guide you a little bit and love you, and then just watch you walk out and hope that you like me enough to come back for the holidays.
I know.
Yeah.
Takes my breath away to think my daughter might leave in 10 years. She's out, and then what?
Oh, my gosh, then I'm partying.
No, I'm going
to without having
around.
To get up early. I'm not.
Don't.
I'm enjoying it all while it's happening, but I don't have any sort of, they're done with preschool. I'm like,
I think that's
the
difference between one child and five children.
That might be it.
This is the one child is like,
I'm keeping,
you know, you because you might felt that way about your oldest child. By the time number five is ready to go, you're smoking a Pall Mall in the
I'm
corner.
Be about
it's like,
80.
Listen, you have your
I'm
own fucking
my
apartment
kid
yet.
Forever. Me and my daughter are going to be like that Grey Gardens, those two women. and then we're going to be together.
You're
going to
talk
ever.
Like this.
1,000 cats, yes.
I do not know who that is.
Hey, listen, we're going to wrap it up right about now. I'd like to thank everybody here at Sideshow Network, especially Anthony Bench and Sean
Anthony Bench.
Merrick.
Anthony Bench.
Hey,
his twin brother, Andrew, confused me earlier.
Oh,
is
that right?
No, remember I accidentally called him Andrew.
That's your problem.
Oh my
gosh.
I know.
I can't
I'm sorry.
You're bringing that up
you
in
know
my
why?
Segment.
Because Jesus made me.
And on behalf of John Thomas Griffith, you know, that's the guy that wrote the theme song, Follow Me.
Yes, yes, it did. I believe he actually had a vision in a hut of people following, and that was why he decided to do that.
He was getting off on spirituality as well.
Yes, he was naked in the hut.
Mm-hmm. And on behalf of our storyteller tonight, Lee Keckner, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
And of course, you, Hannes Finney, my dear friend and co-host. My name is Christine Blackburn, saying, make it a story-worthy week.
Thanks for joining us on the Storyworthy Podcast. We'll be back next week with all new stories. Subscribe to Storyworthy on iTunes and visit the Storyworthy website at storyworthypodcast.com.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.